Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Phyllis Moore.
Let me just tell you real briefly about the two other houses that we've dealt with. We moved to Branson. We didn't move to Branson to get a house. I had a nice house. I didn't want to leave it. But we got to Branson, and I forgot about houses, totally and completely. And I lived in a little three-bedroom house that probably had 1,800 square feet. That was a rental house that the golf balls on Sunday afternoon shot through our patio door and busted it several times. Because I didn't care about houses. We cared about putting God first. And that was our priority, putting Him first. And when you put Him first, all these other things will be added to you. So, in doing that, yes, I did look. I looked at houses. I looked at what Branson had, because I knew I wasn't going to stay in that rental house forever. And every Sunday afternoon when you tried to get a little bit of rest, there'd come a golf ball hitting up against the side window. There'd come another one hitting up against the side of the house. So I looked at this one house, and it was crazy expensive. Say, crazy expensive.
Crazy expensive.
Do you know most people won't even look at houses that are out of their price range? It was crazy expensive. And they had a little brochure with it. And I didn't look at it anymore. I just set the brochure down by my chair. Well, probably 6 months later, the owner of the house called me. And he said, "You looked at my house." And I said, "Yeah, I did." He said, "Would you buy it for this?" I said, "Nope, can't buy it. I'm building a church." Dropped it. 3 months later, he called me again. He did that, I bet you, a dozen times, to where he came down to almost a quarter to a half of the price of what he was asking for it in the beginning. And he paid the closing cost, and he paid everything else. We wound up with that house. It was, at the time, I dare say, the nicest house in Branson. But I didn't look for that house. I was spending night and day building a church. Do you understand that?
Yes.
When you put His things first, what's He going to do for you? Take care of your stuff. Then we came to Florida. I looked at a house just simply because it was so close to the church here. I looked at it, and Keith walked through the door, and this is what he said. "No, I don't like it." He didn't like the price. It's what he didn't like. So we walked out. This was at the beginning of us looking at the church. A year later. Now, I'm not going to stand up here and lie to you about this. A year later, we got an email to our office in Branson. And the person said, "You looked at my house." And said, "We would like to sell it to you if you'd come and look at it again. We hear you're doing a church right there close to it." So I said to Keith, I said, "What will it hurt just for us to go look again?" He's like, "Phil, that's way more than we want to spend. We don't even," you know, and you know, but I prevailed. No, the Lord dealt with him. I won't even take credit for that. And we went and looked at it again. I kid you not. For the price that they had it on the market for at the very beginning and what we got it for, it was a fourth to a half of what we first looked at it for. And that's not even the beginning of the story. The people that we bought it from, between the time that we looked at it the first time and the time that we got it at the end, the lady got saved. And she went to a Bible study with her new pastor's wife, and she had our name on a little piece of paper. And it said Keith and Phyllis Moore. And the lady said, the Bible study lady said, "What do you have their name on that little piece of paper for?" And she said, "Because I want them to buy my house. I like them. I like what they believe in, and I want them to have my house." And she said, "Well, let me show you this." And she said, "This is what I had on my list." She pulled out her list, and she pulled out one of our ministry envelopes also and said, "That's who we were going to pray for today in our Bible study." And she said, "We've been a partner with them for so many years because he was one of our teachers." So a long story short, of course, we got the house. But before we got the house, she brought that whole Bible study ladies group down. They cleaned the house from top to bottom. They bought groceries. They put all new silverware in it. They put all new dishes in it. They put all new sheets on the bed. They put some new mattresses on the bed. They put new comforters on the bed. They left every stitch of furniture in the house. They left every curtain in the house. Everything. I don't know of anything that they did not leave. All we did was leave the rental house. And like he said, I got my underwear and came over there. Now, not only was it the blessing of getting the house and not having to pay all that for it, we wound up paying, because of the quarters in the house and the barn, where all the guys, we were renting two houses, that the guys that were working on this church were having to pay for the two rentals. We wound up paying way less than we were paying for the two rental houses, for us to stay there. And it was much safer because the guys were there with me, staying by myself with Keith gone. Now, I didn't seek out that house. I dropped it. God had them to seek out us and laid that house right in my lap. Now, I'm not standing up here lying to you about this stuff. I'm telling you, when you put God's things first, I'm just going to spill my guts about it. I've had brand new Cadillacs. I've had brand new Jaguars. We've had almost every motorcycle that you can have. And people have given us a lot of stuff, and things have been just a blessing. But it's because we're not out every day thinking about, you see what we're doing. My husband is in California. I haven't seen him for 2 weeks. You know the times that we've been without each other. You know the things that we've done where we've stayed up all night long and we've done things apart and we've done other things that our flesh is saying, you ever had to do something and you know didn't want to do it. You know what I'm talking about. There's something called our society today does not know what it is to put this flesh under. It's gratify the flesh at all cost. It's give this flesh whatever it wants, whenever it wants it, however it wants it, and stomp your foot till you get it. And that's not God. God is, seek me first and I'll give you your heart's desire on anything you can't even dream of. This house is above and beyond anything I could ever dream or wish or think of. And the one in Branson is the same way. It sits up on the highest hill in Branson and it overlooks the great big lake there in Branson. I mean, it's just beautiful. This one here sits right here in the middle of the Polo Club. On 10 acres. And you know me, I want you to have the very same thing. And that's why I'm up here sweating and spitting and telling you this. Because it doesn't matter where you got off that road at or how far you got off of it, there's still time to get back on it.
Amen.
And you may not want that $250 apartment you were believing for when you first got married. You may be ready to believe for the $350,000 house now, or the $500,000 house, or whatever it is. But get back on that road and start serving God and put His things first, and everything you want is going to just fall right in your lap.
Praise God. Glory to God.
But quit using every ounce of your faith to believe for things for you.
Hallelujah.
If you think about God's things, He'll take care of your things.
Amen.
He'll take care of your clothes. He'll take care of your life. He'll take care of your cars. He'll add. Keith has had so many motorcycles. And you know, a lot of times how he gets them? people will give them to him, or he'll give me the money. He'll say, Phil, I want one of them blue motorcycles. I say, okay, we'll check on that. The next thing he knows, it's sitting in the garage. He's got it. Because he doesn't think about things. He doesn't sit around and mope around and say, I want me one of them new Corvettes. He don't have time to think about it. He's going night and day. And when you realize that and you do that, God's just going to begin to dump things in your lap.
Amen.
You don't have time to think about yourself. You don't get up in the morning and the first thing you think about is, what can I get for me today? The first thing you should think about is, what can I do for God today?
Amen.
And God will think about, what can I do for them today?
Amen.
That's the way it works. Let's read a couple of scriptures and we'll be ready to go. I think these will bless you. I think it'll help you to understand it. Let's see where we were. Okay, here we are. 2 Kings 18. NIV verse 5. I think you'll get the picture. Hezekiah trusted in the Lord. Remember that verse, Proverbs, we started out with? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Okay? Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, either before or after him. He held fast to the Lord and did not cease to follow him. See what I'm talking about? He held fast to the Lord, to the path that the Lord directed him, and he didn't cease to follow him. And he kept the commandments the Lord had given Moses. Now, verse 7, read it with me. And the Lord was with him. And he was successful in whatever he undertook. Is it clearer to you now? He was successful in whatever he undertook. 2 Chronicles 26, verse 3 in the NIV. Uzzah was 16 years old when he became king. And he reigned in Jerusalem 52 years. And his mother's name was Jechaliah, and she was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Amaziah had done. He sought God during the days of Zechariah, who instructed him the fear of God. And the last part of that verse, read it with me. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.